What's up, beautiful ladies? Welcome, welcome. Thank you for joining me tonight. I'm so excited to be recording this podcast episode. It's been a minute, and I didn't want to wait another week without recording a podcast episode, especially because I really do love doing these for you girls. And I just want to say also, please excuse the audio sound. I'm actually using my AirPods. I don't have my adapter that goes with it, so it's kind of a little bit tricky with the sound, so I apologize for that. But yeah, so how are you girls doing? I have so much to chat with you girls about. I did a poll over on Instagram about what do you girls want me to chat about, and so it was equal. It was 50-50, so half of you guys said embodiment and manifesting, and the other half of you said alignment and action. So I'm gonna just do a little bit of both. So this is just gonna be a free-flowing conversation. You know, I usually just kind of leave with my heart space, allow myself to just be an open channel, to just share what's coming through and this time in the season. And yeah, so a couple things I wanted to share is I have a beautiful special going on right now. It's a 2-day event, you guys, where you can come and we're learning about breath work, energy alchemy, taking up space, and align action in a way that feels good to you and the divine feminine, showing up in, you know, a way that feels authentic to you. So if you girls still want to join me, we're actually going to do day 2 on Friday. Today we did day 1. We talked about taking up space, taking aligned action, and Friday will be the part 2. So let me know if you're interested in joining in with that. Just some other things also wanted to share. I am doing Reiki 1 level 1 attunement. So if you're wanting to, you know, go deeper into your spiritual practice, wanting to, you know, learn about how you can develop your spiritual gifts and using energy work to heal yourself and heal others, Reiki level 1 is a beautiful entryway to kind of accessing that up level, that energetic upgrade, energetic coding that's already within you. And it's just like a beautiful shift that you experience. When I did Reiki 1, I loved it. It was just so transformational for me. Just the sensation, the feeling. It's super gentle, super calming. And I just started to, you know, really show up in a new way. And it was just a really beautiful transformation for me to just kind of slowly move my way down to master level, which I am now. But it was really a time where I was able to kind of connect deeper with my practice and my self-love practice and get to know myself and my energy, what it feels like, and holding space for myself and allow myself to heal and move through a lot of stuff. Honestly, you know, if you guys remember, I had to, if you were following me for a while, you know that my voice was really, really bad. They wanted me to have surgery and my vocal nodules. And I just got to a point where I was like, you know what? No, like I need to start taking better care of myself. I need to start creating boundaries for myself. I need to start doing things differently. And this is when I really allowed myself to step into energy alchemy. And it's shifted a lot for me, guys. As you can tell, I've been able to really learn how to use my voice in a way that feels authentic to me and show up in a way that feels authentic to me. So if you're interested in doing Reiki level 1, let me know. We're doing, I believe, oh my gosh, you guys, I said May 1st, but then I realized that that was the wrong date. No, it is the right day. May 1st, yes. So I'm open to doing it other days. I was just wanting to kind of do it with a group of women. That way you guys can get attuned together. It'll be super magical for you to be able to be attuned with other women so you can support each other and practice as well. So let me know if you're interested in doing that. Okay, so I think that's it for the announcements. Let's dive into what we're going to chat about. Embodiment. So this is something, I love this topic, you guys. I love talking about embodiment. And this is where the real magic happens. When we start to take action and embody the things that feel aligned for us. So what does that mean? That means that we are being self-aware with how we're showing up, where we're putting our energy, how we are taking up space, and allowing ourselves to really tune in to our heart space, our body, and what she's saying, right? So when we're doing this embodiment work, sometimes it requires a lot of self-awareness. It's what I like to call conscious embodiment, where we are, tuning into how we're feeling at the moment and how we want to feel, or how we can transition and move through our energy to a space where we feel a little bit more grounded, a little bit more empowered, a little bit more ourselves. And, you know, this has a lot to do with manifesting. And, you know, we don't realize it because we are the co-creators of our world, right? We co-create with the universe, and we are able to create our reality with how we show up, the things we do, our mindset, right? And doing the embodiment work is a beautiful way to connect with who we are and how we show up. There's this correlation with both of them together. And if you guys don't know, I am an NLP practitioner, and there is a beautiful connection with embodiment and our state. Okay, so how we're feeling has a lot to do with how we show up in the world, right? So if we're experiencing a lot of sadness, depression, and feeling defeated and down a lot, that's going to show up in our life in other areas, right? We always want to honor the things, the feelings, the emotions that are coming up for us. But when we're able to shift and move through these things, right, the feelings, allowing ourselves to feel that sadness, allowing ourselves to move through the anxiety that you might be feeling at that moment, right, and then allowing yourself to show up in a way that feels good to you, right? So it's a conscious embodiment work where you're stepping into that next version of yourself, where you're allowing yourself to really come home to who you are, right? And your power. And I talked about this tonight in my 2-day free workshop that we're doing, Let's Get Loud, about aligned action. So we can have a lot of desires, we can have a lot of dreams, a lot of ambitions, and we will stay in this like space where we feel stuck, right? Often we can feel like we get in our head, or we don't know which way to take, which road to take, or which step to take. And we do a lot of self-sabotaging, right? So we say, I'm not good enough, or I can't do this, or and we question ourselves and we doubt ourselves and we think, what if I make the wrong decision? What if I make the wrong choice or step, right? So it's really about trusting yourself and allowing yourself to be here in this moment and taking the steps that feel good to you, right? And not really doubting yourself, but showing up as that highest expression of yourself. Like, how would she show up, your 2.0 version of yourself, right? And it's those little steps that we take every day that will empower us to really start calling in our deep desires. It's the little tiny things that we do daily, and I think we take it for granted, right? We're always rushing to get to the next thing, right? Always rushing to fix that like thing we need, that next goal, right? But it actually is pretty powerful when we're able to start embodying this version of ourselves. Things can really shift for you pretty quickly, and you can start evolving pretty fast. So, and I think that's a lot of the transitions for me in my life. I feel like I'm always constantly evolving and growing and learning and shifting through all these different feelings and experiences, and allowing myself to make mistakes. And I talked about this in my stories on Instagram the other day, that, you know, I just got to a point where I'm like, you know what? It's okay. The thing is, too, is that there's no such thing as failure. It's just feedback, right? So the experiences that we have, we don't need to connect them with who we are, our identity, right? And I've done this. I've been so guilty of it myself, you guys. I'm just tired of me putting all this blame on myself for things that didn't work out, right? And it's not really the truth, right? It does not make me a bad person. And so when we're able to kind of disassociate from that, we could really see our potential. We could really see, wow, like, okay, I am the co-creator of my universe. Like, me and God, Source, Universe, together, we can co-create, and I create my reality, right? So, how am I cause for this, right? How can I change my current situation, or what can I do differently, right, to make things work, to feel more aligned for myself, right? And being just aware of these situations, these opportunities, these experiences, and then seeing, okay, coming from this space, what do I need to do next? This aligned action, right? And when we are in that energy, it's like, okay, wow, the unlimited opportunities, right? We see, oh, well, maybe I could have done this, or maybe I could have reacted this way, right? Versus like putting all this blame on ourselves and thinking, I'm not enough, I'm not worthy, I can't do this, this is never going to work out, right? All those feelings are valid, you guys. They're all valid, right? And but it's in this spiral that we can tend to often put ourselves in, right? This is why a lot of people aren't able to move forward, right? And you see a lot of people in the same situation. And I'm so guilty of a lot of experiences and things in my life that I just wasn't able to move through, right? But it's that self-awareness where we're able to see, okay, I'm a cause for this, right? I can create the things that I desire. So it's just a really beautiful empowerment that we're able to do. And this is one of the reasons why I love NLP, because for me, it helps me to see my power. It helped me to see that I have so much like to really take charge of in my life, right? Versus putting the blame on external situations, things not working, and allowing myself to just really see the potential that I have, right? So it's really powerful, you guys. So I love doing this work with my clients. This is the work we do together to empower you to start seeing your unlimited potential that you are able to conquer and be a warrior and continue moving forward and pursuing that passion, pursuing the purpose that you feel called to do, pursuing whatever it is that you feel called to do. So I love you guys. Thank you for tuning in today. I feel like I need to hop in here more in my podcast. The thing is, you guys, I like to make them short and sweet to the point. So better that I show up and be here for you girls than to not, right? So yeah, and I would love to hear from you girls if this resonates with you, if this podcast episode spoke to you. Message me on Instagram, screenshot this episode, share it with a friend, share it with a sister, and yeah, let me know because I'd love to hear from you. So, and one thing, big thing, I am going to be rebranding the podcast. So I think with this new episode, it's going to be coming out the new branding. So I would love to hear your feedback if you guys like it, you dig it, what, all the things. I just want to know. I want to know. So, I hope you girls have an amazing day, night, whatever it is currently. And like I said, you are able to create your reality, you guys. You're able to shift and embody and manifest and take aligned action if this is something you feel called to do, if this is where your heart is, if this is where you're ready to do the things and show up for yourself, right? We only have one life, one life. And I'm gonna pull a card. I just got a pull to pull a goddess oracle card. So let's pull one. Let's see what goddess is with us today. What does she have to say for my soul sisters? For the highest good and highest good of all, God, source, my angels, my spirit team. I ask for guidance here. Oh, we just got a card that flipped out too. All right, we've got compassion. Kan Yin, compassion. Release judgments about yourself and others and focus on the love and light that is within everyone. Beautiful. I love that card. And Ixchel, she is the medicine woman. You are a channel for divine healing power. That is magical. You are a channel for divine healing power. I'm going to just read to you a little bit about these cards. So compassion, we're talking about Kuan Yin. Okay. Gentleness is the strength behind true power, and it comes from feeding yourself with nourishing words, thoughts, deeds, and intentions, and all forms of food. Shield yourself from harshness by placing an intention to attract only kind and gentle life lessons and relationships. Transform harshness into gentleness by refusing to see anything but the shining light that's within each person and situation. This intention begins with your relationship with yourself. Be very gentle with yourself and always be happy, be kind, be sweet, but most of all, be true to you. I love, love that so much. Be happy, be kind, be sweet, and most of all, be true to you. Oh, that just ends up this whole episode so perfect. Releasing guilt and shame to heaven for healing and transmutation. Okay, beautiful. She is the Eastern goddess. Hears all prayers and is the essence of purity, nurturing love, and gentle power. Okay, and then I'm going to read about Ixchel. She's a medicine woman. Commanding power is not the same as demanding it. Demanding comes from a childlike place, akin to a tantrum, based upon the fear that it might be withheld. Commanding is based upon the sure and steady knowledge that you are part of the Great Spirit's grace and wisdom. You're a lightning rod that can conduct the power. Simply connect to the power through unyielding clarity of your thought process. Don't waver for a moment in your sure and steady decision to be a conduit of the power that already resides within you. Connect to the even bigger source and allow it to amplify your natural power. In this way, you're a steady connector of the infinite, from the infinite and to the infinite. In other words, it's all spirit around you, through you, and whoever you're healing. That is a powerful card. Oh my gosh, you guys. Wow, you're a healer. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. She's been revered since ancient times as the Mayan moon goddess, who with her husband, the sun god, gave birth to the other Mayan gods. As the embodiment of moon, she is intimately connected to the tides of water. She's believed to control rain flow and all aspects of water. In fact, she's called Lady Rainbow, as her essence is infused in the water droplet prisms that create rainbows. Beautiful. All right, girls, thank you so much for joining me. I hope you have an amazing day, night. Talk to you soon. Mwah. Hey, girls, if you can do me a favor and just stop what you're doing, screenshot this episode and share it with a friend, This helps me out so much, you guys, to grow my platform, get the message out, and help other women that you think would really enjoy this. Also, if you haven't had a chance to rate my podcast, you can head over to iTunes. It takes a couple seconds just to quickly leave me a review. A 5-star review would be amazing. And I really appreciate you taking the time to listen to my messages, to listen to this podcast, and really just spend time with me. It means the world to me.